First of all, thanks to David and to Sarah to letting us into their home and inviting everybody that's hosting. It's beautiful to be here. See Talmidim's faces, hear how they're doing. It's a tremendous hanor. When you get my age, you'll understand what I'm talking about. I get very emotional all the time, but it's a certain age in your life. I was never emotional beforehand, but thank you. I just wanted to share a halachic lumness a little bit to understanding a sugya, which I think, you know, a lot of times people get a little bit confused. So one of the questions which comes up this morning is the issue of saying the bracha of Al Mitzvah Sidayim. How do you do it? So instead of telling you what to do, I want to explain to you the sugya. It's clear the Gemara and Mar Brachas at the end, you know, last talks about this halacha of saying the bracha of Al Mitzvah Sidayim. The Gemara doesn't say exactly what was the reason why you make this bracha. The Gemara doesn't give a reason exactly what it is. There's a separate halacha of saying Al Mitzvah Sidayim in conjunction with washing for a meal, and that's already a takana from Shlomo HaMelech. This is not the Kana Shlomo HaMelech. His Kana was the din of the Tehillah Sidayim. But this is a separate din. The word doesn't say exactly why we do this, what the bracha is for. There's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba why we make this bracha. The Rosh says that since Yadayim Askani, you're saying a person sleeping, his hands, or in general, a person's hands move around without you realizing it. So because that is so, so therefore, in order that the hands should be knocking for tefillah, the person has to wash his hands before tefillah. And that's why you have to make a bracha. According to the Rosh, the Gra points out, you would have a chiyuv to wash before mincha and marav as well. Kliyadam is coming as applied to that. And Mishabura does point that out. The Gra and the Maaser Rav says that to the extent that you would actually make a bracha about mitzvah sadaim, according to the Gra, for mincha and for marav as well. We don't do that. But what the Mishabura does say, according to the Rosh, a person has a chiyuv to wash his hands before mincha and before marav as well. The Beis Yosef brings the tshuva to Rashba, the Rashba was asked in the tshuva, he was asked the question, do you need to use a kli when you wash your hands in the morning? That was the question. Now that sounds strange to us, because we know that there's a Gemara in Shabbos, which says that there's a certain ruach of tumah called shivsa, which dwells upon a person when he's sleeping, and it leaves the person in the morning, but it remains upon his hands, and it doesn't remove from the hands until you wash with a kli three times in each hand. So what was the Rashba's question? What was the Shaul's question? And the Rashba is going to look for a reason why. So the Rashba says clearly that the halacha that we wash in the morning, that we make a bracha on the Tzidayim, has nothing to do with that. How do we know? There's a Tosis in Chulin, in Kolobosar, the Tosis asks Akasha that we wash Mayim Achronim. Why do we make a bracha? The more says Mayim Achronim is Chayva. Why do we make a bracha on the din of Mayim Achronim? Before you wash Mayim Achronim, you should make a bracha, just like you make a bracha by Mayim Rishonim. So Tosfos says, you don't make a bracha on something which is because of Sakana. And the reason why we Mayim Achronim is Chayv is because of the danger of Melech Stoimis. And so Tosfos says, you start in Shas, you don't make a bracha on something which you're not doing because of Mitzvah, you're doing because of Sakana. So now, according to Tosfos, it's impossible to say that the bracha that we make of Al Mitzvah Sidayim in the morning is because of the Sakana of this Ruach Tumah, because you don't make a bracha on Sakana. So the Rashba is saying, so yes, let's say situation, the halacha is, that if that's the only issue, a person slept in gloves. So according to the Rosh, your hands are guaranteed to be clean. You'd be allowed to daven, even though there's Ruach Tumah on your hands. Ruach Tumah does not preclude you from davening. But, so the halacha wash in the morning, that we make a bracha, has nothing to do with this Inyan of Tumah, which the Mor talks about, the Zohar talks about. That's not why we make this bracha. So Rashi says, so why are we making this bracha? So Rashi says, yes, it does need a kli. He says, why does it need a kli? Or he says, yes. He says, the reason why we wash in the morning is because, just like a kohen who went into the Beis HaMikdash to do the avodah, before he did the avodah, he would do a halacha of, he had to be noitel yadayim, he had to do from the kier for his hands and feet. So Chazar Masaka mein that when a person starts his day, and starting his day, he's committing himself to Avodas Hashem. And in the day, he should wash his hands similarly. And therefore, logic would be that same way over there, there's a lach of a kli, there has to be a lach of a kli over here as well. And that's true by the kier, ahead of a lach of a kli. And there actually is a case, the more Yuma says, by Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol would wash from a kli, not from the kiyur. You don't need a kiyur, you just need a kli. He would wash from a kli. So the Rashi says that the reason why we wash is because of this other issue of dedicating yourself, and we're sort of using the process of washing our hands as a form of dedicating ourselves. So that's why you're washing in the morning, the Rashi says. So we have really three reasons why we wash in the morning. To remove the Ruach Tumah, which is the Gemara in Shabbos. We wash according to the Rosh because the hands are actually physically, they touch parts of the body which are covered, etc. They're not clean. It's improper to daven under those circumstances. And because of the Rashba's argument that a person should use this process of washing as a way to sort of go into the zone that you're ready to commit yourself for Dei Avodas Hashem. Three different reasons. Two of them merit a bracha. The third one does not. According to the Rosh, it's one reason. According to the Rashba, it's another reason. Their argument. So now, in most cases, you're going to come up with a combination of both. You wake up in the morning. So according to you have the Ruach Tumah, you remove that, and you come, and you have the Rosh, and you have the Rosh. So there's no problem. What about a case where a person gets up early in the morning and gets up to learn, and then he davens afterwards? So the halacha is that the hands which are kosher for Torah are not kosher for tefillah. For when it comes to tefillah, Chazal required a higher level of nikiyus. You can't rely on the fact that your hands, tam yadayim, that they're clean for Torah, they're not clean for tefillah. So you have to wash again according to the Rosh. You have to wash your hands. According to the Rashba, you already washed once. So you only make a bracha once. You don't only make a bracha a second time. The Ruach Tumah was gone. You got up 2 hours ago. You know, an hour and a half ago. That's not an issue. So at this point in time, when you're washing again, when do you make the bracha in that situation? So Mishnah Berurah says that it would be preferable under those circumstance where you know you're getting up, you know you're going to be learning for a while, you know you're going to use the bathroom again before davening. So you've clearly made your hands not clean. So according to the Rosh, you'd have to make a bracha at that point in time by going to the bathroom. According to the Rashba, we could argue the following, the Beis Yosef says, that the same way, really, if you look at the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara says that the Birchas HaShachar that we say, the Gemara says that you would actually say them as you're getting dressed. When you put your foot down, you would say this. When you stand up, you would say this. You put on your clothing, you would say that. You put on your head covering, you would say that. The Gemara is clearly saying that's how we did it. When nowadays, because people are not selling Sebaki, and because people are not selling, they would wait till their Masadar in the Beit HaKnesses. So the Beis Yosef, similarly, according to the Rashba, which this bracha is not in conjunction with getting, you know, the cleanliness issue, it's one of the brachas you say in the morning. So you would say, you can wait to say it in the Beis HaKnesses. So Mishnah Berurah says, okay, so according to the Rashba, you can wait to say it till later. According to the Rosh, you will say it, you have to say it later, because even if you washed once, if you go to the bathroom and dirty your hands, you will have to wash again. So the bracha before was irrelevant. It's almost a bracha levatola, according to the Rosh. If you know you're going to go to the bathroom a second again before davening, so you wash your hands the first time, this is not the netilah for tefillah. So you can't make a bracha on it, according to the Rosh. So you can't make a bracha on the first one. According to the Rashba, you could. According to the Rosh, you can't. So he says, the best thing to do is wait for the second one. Therefore, according to the Rosh, your hands are clearly not clean. You have to clearly wash them again. You have a and now you're about to daven. So this is the netilah that you're doing for davening. According to the Rashba, you're making a bracha on the first netilah that you did earlier, but you're saying it now because we're Masadar and Beis HaKnesses. That's in a general morning. What happens in the morning of Shavuos? So according to the Rosh, you roll up the whole night. So, you know, you don't have the assumption that you've touched parts that aren't clean. But if you go to the bathroom, you're mechuyav to say the bracha al yisodayim. So, that according to the Rosh, that's how you would be mechayav yourself on the bracha. But you can't say a bracha only based on the Rosh, because according to the Rosh, that's not the reason. According to the Rosh, but the Rosh's reason is not a reason to make a bracha. So we have to fulfill the Rashba as well. So the Beis Yosef says a chiddush. The same way we say Birchas HaShachar, the morning of Shavuos, even though we were up the whole night. How do we do that? I didn't put on new clothing again. I've been wearing my clothing the whole night. It says, Chazar Machayim, you say this bracha once a day. And the fact that there is these things taking place as such, even if, personally, I didn't re-experience it because I didn't put on new clothing at this point in time. So the Beis Yosef says, maybe, he says it as maybe, he says, maybe according to the Rashi, but we can say the same thing, that even though I didn't go through this process of becoming a Beriah Chadosh by reawakening, I still make the bracha of Al Tzisadayim in this circumstance as well. So therefore the Bir Halacha says, if we can combine the two, we can tell you that according to the Rosh, you go to the bathroom, you're chayv, and according to the Rashi, we have this argument that Beis Yosef says, he doesn't say it definitively, the Beis Yosef, we have an argument al kapanim, that you're allowed to say it even though there's not really any new reason to say it, because you're not a new barrier which is committing himself to the serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but that's enough, as Mishnah Berurah says, and that's a circumstance you can say the bracha as well. So that's why the halacha, you know, the charts they tell you, you go to the bathroom, you make a bracha on Tizadayim. So that's the final psak, right? But the lamas behind it is, I think there's a lot more understanding. So just halacha lamaisa, we have a few important points. A person should wash their hands with water before mincha ma'ariv, because according to Rosh, that's, you have a chiyah to do that. Don't make a bracha, we don't pass on to grow.
Does that need a kos?
No, according to Rashi, there's no need for a kais at all. It's because in the kias, there's no din of the kais. Even according to Rashi, in the kais, you only have to wash one time. There's no din of three times. The only time it's din of three times is because of the ruach tumah, which is relevant the first time you get up in the morning. That's it. There's no so if a person would wash again a second time, according to the Rashi, you wash with the kais already. According to the Rashi, you don't need a kais. So there's really no reason of using a kais. There's a chazanish, you see. Brings one record, maybe there's a yin rakais after the bathroom. I guess that's like in one of these people, like maybe after there's a yin rakais. The one issue I would say in regards to that is if you start using a kais, you might have a shiloh of a netter. You know, if you use it regularly, so you might have a shiloh of a netter, you know, double time which you've done, because Karnach Hazit, there is such a shita. So, you know, I don't know, you'd have to ask, get involved in your Hatar, what is that Hatar? The Dharma is Mat or not? Well, that's a different shiur. All right.
Everybody, you wash. Minion, it's you tilt your hands up or down.
So there's that halacha doesn't apply. That halacha of tilting your hands up and that the water should run down is only by washing for bread, because there the minion pushes your hand of tuma, which Chazal said there's a tuma yadayim which you're removing before you eat bread. It does apply to the.
Not the part of you specifically to do it downward.
My requirement is because you want to remove the zuma. So over here it's not, you know, the Rosh doesn't say that we actually feel there's a physical zuma, because there was they would eat it with their hands. There was a physical zuma that you were removing. You don't want it to go back onto your hands. You want to remove it, so you do it that way. But over here, you know, because armasak and even like so again, according to the Rosh, you'd wash rather tefillahs. If you get up early in the morning, you're planning to learn. You know you're going to go to the bathroom again. You do not say l'tisadayim as soon as you get up. You would wait to say it till later on. You say Ashir Yitzar, but you say l'tisadayim the second after you go to the bathroom, right before davening. You say l'tisadayim and Ashir Yitzar then, and you just according to those shitas. And Shavuos morning, you basically have the same idea that you go to the bathroom. You can say l'tisadayim without any people. That's the halacha part.
David, do you have